This program was produced by and first broadcast on Radio Hawke's Bay, your community access media station. Thanks to New Zealand On Air for making this type of programming possible.
Good morning, everyone. You are tuned to Radio Kidnappers, the voice of Hawke's Bay, and I welcome you to Country with Rita. I've chosen a few really old-time country songs this week that bring back memories of listening to the radio at home as a kid. First one's by Gene Autry, and it's called Don't Fence Me In. Orvin Grover, known as Gene Autry, was born in 1907 and died in 1998. He was nicknamed the Singing Cowboy. He was an American singer, songwriter, actor, musician, and rodeo performer who gained fame largely by singing in a crooning style on radio, in films, and on television for more than three decades, beginning in the early 1930s. In response to his millions of young fans who wanted to be like Gene Autry, he developed a code of conduct called the Cowboy Code. Don't Fence Me In is a popular American song written in 1934 with music by Cole Porter, lyrics by Robert Fletcher and Cole Porter. Members of the Western Writers of America chose it as one of the top 100 Western songs of all time. Porter found inspiration in the Western poem Open Range by the Montana engineer Robert Fletcher. He spun the ode about the Western terrain into a cowboy song about the commitment-phobic Wildcat Kelly, who desperately wants to avoid being fenced in, whether by jail or by marriage.
Oh, give me land, lots of land under starry skies above. Don't fence me in. Let me ride through the wide open country that I love. Don't fence me in. Let me be by myself in the evening breeze. Listen to the murmur of the cottonwood trees. Send me off forever, but I ask you please, don't fence me in, just turn me loose. Let me straddle my old saddle underneath the western sky. On my cayuse, let me wander over yonder till I see the mountains rise. I want to ride to the ridge where the west commences. Gaze at the moon till I lose my senses. Can't look at hobbles and I can't stand fences. Don't fence me in. Turn me loose, let me straddle my old saddle underneath the western skies. On my cayuse, let me wander over yonder till I see the mountains rise. I want to ride to the ridge where the west commences. Gaze at the moon till I lose my senses. Can't look at hobbles and I can't stand fences. Don't fence me in.
Lovely old song, that one. Ed Bruce is going to sing a lovely song also called The Last Cowboy Song. It's really quite sad. William Edwin Bruce Jr. was born in 1939, and he's an American country music songwriter, singer, and actor. He's well known for writing the 1975 song Mamas Don't Let Your Babies Grow Up to Be Cowboys. Apparently he was a prolific songwriter during his career, But unfortunately, many songs that Bruce wrote and recorded were more successful when re-recorded by others. The sentiment of the songs about remembering cowboy culture is alive and well in the United States. It's got real meaning. It tells a story, which is the tale of the American cowboy that is all but vanished from the scene.
This is the last cowboy song, the end of a 100-year waltz, the voices sound sad as they're singing along, another piece of America's lost. He rides a feedlot and clerks in a market on weekends selling tobacco and beer. He's dreamed of tomorrow surrounded by fences, but he'll dream tonight of when fences weren't here. He blazed with Lewis and Clark, and eyeballed, oh, I backed down. He stood shoulder to shoulder with Travis in Texas, rode with the seventh when Custer went down. This is the last cowboy song, the end of a 100-year waltz, the voices sound sad as they're singing along, another piece of America's lost. Remington showed us how he looked on canvas. Louis L'Amour has told us his tale. And Willie and Waylon and me, we sing about him. Wish to God we could have ridden his trail.
This is
the old Chisholm Trail is covered in concrete now, and they truck them to market in 50-foot rigs. Oh, and they just blow by his marker. I never stopped to read it. Like living and dying was all he ever did. This is the last cowboy song, end of a 100-year waltz, the voices sound sad as they're singing along, another piece of America's lost. This is the last cowboy song, the end of a 100-year waltz, voices sound sad as they're singing along, another piece of America's lost. This is the last cowboy song, the end of a 100-year waltz, the voices sound sad as they're singing along, another piece of America's lost. This is the last cowboy song.
It really is quite a sad song. We're going to brighten up a little bit with a lovely song from Jim Reeves called Dear Hearts and Gentle People. It's a popular song published in 1949 with music by Sammy Fain and lyrics by Bob Hilliard. They were inspired to write the song based on a scrap of paper with the words Dear Friends and Gentle Hearts written on it that was found on the body of Stephen Foster, who was known as the father of American music, when he was discovered dying in a New York hotel room in January 1864. The song refers to the singer's hometown and how much he loves the people who make up his town.
I love those dear hearts and gentle people who live in my hometown. I love those dear hearts and gentle people who never ever let you down. They read the good book from Friday to Monday. That's how the weekend goes. I've got a dream house I'll build there one day, with picket fence and rambling rose. I feel so welcome each time that I return, that my happy heart keeps laughing like a clown. I love those dear, dear hearts and gentle people who live and love in my hometown. I love those dear hearts and those gentle people who live and love in my hometown. I love those dear hearts and gentle people who never ever let you down. They read the good book from Friday to Monday. That's how the weekend goes. I've got a dream house I'll build there one day, with picket fence and rambling rose. I feel so welcome each time that I return, that my happy heart keeps laughing like a clown. I love those dear, dear hearts and those gentle people. They live in love in my hometown.
Wouldn't it be wonderful to feel that way about where you're living? Crystal Gayle's going to sing River Road for us. One of the many things that Crystal Gayle became known for, apart from all her singing, was her floor-length hair. As a child, Gayle's mother kept her hair short, but Gayle was inspired to grow her hair to her knees after seeing a woman with similar hair in Nashville. When her hair increased in length by the late 1970s, Crystal's fan club also significantly increased. And by the early 1990s, apparently her hair had reached floor length, and within a year she cuts 9 to 12 inches of hair. Gosh, I can't grow that much in 10 years. In November 2016, almost 50 years after making her debut as a guest artist, Crystal was asked to become a member of the Grand Ole Opry by Carrie Underwood. The two performed Don't It Make My Brown Eyes Blue before she was officially inducted by sister Loretta Lynn. Written by Sylvia Tyson in 1977, it's the story of someone who runs away when things in life get on top of her.
Here I go once again, with my suitcase in my hand. I'm running away down River Road, and I swear once again that I'm never coming home. I'm chasing my dreams down River Road. Mama said, listen child, you're too old, you're too big to be fishing with the boys these kiss my hand, and I'm running away down river road. And I swear once again that I'm never coming home. I'm chasing my dreams down river road. Well, I married a pretty good man, and he tries to understand, but he knows I've got leaving on my mind these days. When I get that urge to run, I'm just like a kid again. The same old jailbreaker running away. Here I go once again with my suitcase in my hand.
Going to hear now from Al Grant, and he's going to sing Blue Boy. Al Grant is best known as a country singer in his native Scotland, where he toured the pubs and clubs. He sprang into notoriety when he first started to emulate his hero Jim Reeves, and since then his interpretation of Jim has taken him far and wide. Not only does he sound like Jim Reeves, he does a really good interpretation of Elvis Presley. Al Grant is the husband of Isla Grant, who is also a well-known singer. And while Al is an artist in his own right, he's always on stage with Isla playing bass guitar and performing a few songs. This song is a statement about feeling blue since he lost his love, and he says he's going to stay that way until she comes back.
Blue boy, that's what they call me, 'cause I'm so lonely since I lost you. Blue boy, I'm known as Blue Boy. You found a new and now we're through. I had a twinkle in my eye when our sweet love was new. Now all I do is moan and cry and hunger after you. I'll be a blue boy until you need me as I need you.
I had a twinkle in my eye when our sweet love was new.
Now all I do is moan and cry and hunger after you. Blue boy, I'll be a blue boy until you need me as I need you, as I need you.
Tuned into Radio Kidnappers, the voice of Hawke's Bay, and you're listening to Country with Rita. Don Williams and Emmylou Harris are going to sing a lovely song called If I Needed You. It's a song written by Townes Van Zandt and performed on his 1972 album. It's considered the most romantic song he ever wrote. It was covered 9 years later by American country music artists Emmylou Harris and Don Williams as a duet, and was released as the first single from Emmylou's album called Samaran. Song's apparently written about Town's business partner and producer's wife. It was once described as a great love song about two people who have had such a strong bond and feel such intense loyalty to one another that they'd make their ultimate sacrifice if necessary. Coming to my last song for today, and I hope you have enjoyed my program and renewed some memories. If you would like to hear a special country song, just give us a call at Radio Kidnappers on 8788 710, and I'll be back next week, same time. This one is from Patsy Rigger. It's a lovely song called It's No Secret What God Can Do. It's a southern gospel song composed by Stuart Hamblin in the 1950s. The story goes that Stuart Hamblin, who was the son of a minister and regarded as one of radio's first singing cowboys, did not handle fame very well and began destructive behaviour which landed him in jail many times. That all changed when he met up with Billy Graham and became a Christian. One of Stuart's friends, finding it hard to believe he'd changed his ways, asked him about it. Stuart's reply that, "It's no secret what God's done for me, and he could do it for you as well," prompted his friend to tell Stuart to write it down as a song, which he did. His friend's name was John Wayne. Take care of each other and keep safe.
The chimes of time ring out the news, another day is through. Someone slipped and fell. Was that someone? You may have longed for added strength, your courage to renew. Do not be disheartened, for I have news for you. It is no secret what God can do, what He's done for us.
This program was produced by and first broadcast on Radio Hawke's Bay, your community access media station. Thanks to New Zealand On Air for making this type of programming possible.